friends. It is Thursday, July 18th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. You may also want to visit spingolaspeaks.info, a website that one of our listeners created. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Most of us have grown up believing that doctors have our best interest in mind when they prescribe pharmaceutical drugs. We are all under the impression that we visit a doctor's office to get a cure for our illnesses. Doctors do not cure us. They are not even allowed to use the word cure. They learn in medical school to treat the illness, not cure it. And, of course, that treatment includes expensive drugs. Forget chicken soup and natural remedies. Doctors treat illnesses that our immune system could otherwise eliminate, which is very profitable for the pharmaceutical industry, the doctor, and or the hospital. The Lethal Dose, a new book by our guest today, exposes the real facts regarding the standard of care, which obligates every licensed physician to prescribe specific drugs for the malady that the doctor has diagnosed. If the doctor deviates from that standard of care, he or she might lose his or her license, and even the ability to obtain another job outside of the medical industry, because his or her name goes on a do not hire list. It must be all those TV programs that promote the idea that doctors are superhuman and possess powers and knowledge unavailable to regular people. Often, patients wonder why they do not recover and why they need another medication or more to compensate for the ill effects of the original prescription. Big medicine is a big profitable racket. Meanwhile, for profit, hundreds of thousands of people die each year as a result of medical intervention. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels, the author of the new book, The Lethal Dose, Murder by Medicine is No Accident. It is available as a Kindle book at Amazon.com. It's very affordable. Everybody in our listening audience needs to purchase that book. Dr. Daniels, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program. And I do have your book, and I've read it a couple of chapters a couple of times.
Thank you. Yes, it's some really, I think to regular people who have not gone to medical school, it's very shocking information. So someone who's gone to medical school, they would read the book and say, yes, but it's not really like that. Well, yes, but. So we are taught in medical school, and we're really seduced like a little bit by little bit by little bit. And they teach us a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. And so they present us with something totally outrageous, totally absurd, totally, what it amounts to homicide. We're totally ready for it. We're like, oh, yeah, yeah, it's backed by research. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. Right. Oh, I think that people are so indoctrinated that they really have to go through your material more than once to get it through their head. Honestly, I think that's what it takes. All right, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest today, Dr. Jennifer Daniels.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of The Lethal Dose, Murder by Medicine is No Accident. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And when you go there, please be sure and sign up for the free report on natural remedies that could make antibiotics obsolete. All righty. Well, we're happy to have you back.
Great. I am absolutely thrilled to be here.
Well,
it's a pleasure to talk to folks who can handle the truth.
It's taken some time. It really has. We are so indoctrinated by the television shows and all the other stuff and I must admit, my mother was, she ran to the doctor every time she had a little issue. And I think, well, she was also a hypochondriac. I got it really early that doctors were just wonderful superhuman beings and that they knew everything. But it always I always wondered, well, if they are so superhuman, why did they get sick and die? And I figured that out when I was like four or five. I thought, well, then they shouldn't die, right? Yep, they died. So.
Yeah. It's amazing how much you can figure out before you get into the compulsory schooling system. After that, you can't figure out a darn thing.
Right.
I was amazed at things I figured out before I was 5 years old. Then there's this whole blackout period, you know.
Right. And then you just regurgitate.
Hey, you know, I write comic strips, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I have a comic on that pertains to today's program.
Okay.
About
sure.
Well, it's about medicine. You're probably old enough to remember the hit song Smiling Faces. So on this comic strip, there's a radio, which is an obsolete concept, but there's radio, and it's blaring out the lyrics of the song, which is, smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof. And then there's a doctor, and the doctor is surrounded by all these little bubbles, and one bubble says, this is your best option. Research shows. This is life-saving therapy. Take this medication for the rest of your life. This is an emergency. This procedure must be done. I want you to be around for a long time. Take this. You want to get better, don't you? The benefits outweigh the risks. And, of course, the doctor is smiling. And then the other half of the comic strip is I've Got Proof. And it says caskets, 851,661 patients were murdered in 2011 by physicians via hospital-acquired infections, bed sores, properly prescribed medications, doctor error, blah, blah, blah. It totals up. And the essay is The Undisputed Truth, a music group in 1971 recorded this Motown song, Smiling Faces, which aptly describes the situation in modern healthcare. 89% of what your doctor recommends is not helpful or effective. This means an 89% lie rate. Doctors commit the ultimate evil of murder. The patients pay the ultimate price with their lives. All of this is done with smiling, caring faces.
Yes, and they always do. When I turned down my last mammography, she said, but it saves lives. And by then, and this has been several years ago, I thought, nope, it radiates your boobs. How is that going to help them?
Or another way to look at that is, well, you know what? You're going to have to save someone else's life today, not mine.
Right. tell your myth to somebody else.
Yes, you'll have to save another life today. Mine will not be the life that you will be saving.
Right.
So we're going to talk about relationships today?
Yes.
Okay, relationships.
Okay. Now, and you think, well, what would that have to do with medicine? But a lot.
Really, that's what I thought. And, you know, at least in practice, and after a while, patients started kind of passing the word around. Well, if you want to save your marriage, if you want to keep your relationship together, go see Dr. Daniels. And I couldn't understand it because I wasn't giving out pickup lines. I wasn't giving marriage advice. And how was it that seeing Dr. Daniels was going to save your marriage? And I just really didn't understand that. But now I understand. I've done a little research, given a little thought, and this is what I've come up with. But I explore how medical intervention, undiagnosed illnesses, and malnutrition are big factors in destroying relationships. And I'll give you some strategies for avoiding this trap. Now, the United States has a 50% divorce rate. This is often attributed to poor family values, a decline in the culture, lack of commitment. And 80%, by the way, of these people who get divorced blame financial issues as the reason for their breakup. Now, medical bills, by the way, are the cause of 78% of bankruptcies. In other words, if you multiply the 80% times 78%, that lets you know that medical bills are at the bottom of at least 63% of these divorces, hence 63% of marital problems. So already the medical bills are in the mix in more than half the cases. So I'm going to clarify the greater than expected role that medical intervention plays in destabilizing relationships on an emotional, financial, and therapeutic level. This is really, really important because we're doctors are trained to just absolutely destroy every relationship we see. It doesn't matter what it is. So my background. Like most doctors, I entered medical school at the age of 22, never having had a long-term relationship. I was a blank slate, ready to believe the pronouncements of experts. The first thing we learned in medical school was that men were evil. They brought misery to their understanding and long-suffering wives. And the women's lib movement back when I was going to school was at its height. So men were absolutely vilified. And all women would be better off without their husband. Although, of course, no woman should ever leave her man. That's confusing, but I got it. Blame the guy. So especially in the area of obstetrics and gynecology, guys always gave women infections, never the other way around. And guys always failed to understand their wife. Further, the interest of patients in their relationships was misplaced. Any partner not in total agreement with doctor recommendations was not a caring partner. That was the definition of a caring partner. So if the partner cared, they would help their partner obey. If they cared, they would put their relationship on hold in the name of therapy. For example, a man would forego sex due to his heart condition. He would ask the doctor if sex was okay. He wouldn't ask his wife if she was in the mood. So the litmus test for caring was obedience to the doctor. And life-saving or needed medical care could never be deferred or delayed due to relationship issues, passions, or desires. So as a young doctor in medical practice, I was quick to advise that a woman simply walk away. Now, this notion was put to the test very early, back my first year in private practice. A woman came in, the middle-class, typical American woman. She had a part-time job. Her husband works full-time, and together they did pretty well. And she complained of her husband. And I advised, of course, get rid of him. And, well, she did, of course. The doctor told her it must be a good idea. Well, she was absolutely miserable, and so was he. Finally, they got back together, and they were very happy. And I learned that divorce is not always the answer, and to look in other directions for a solution. So let's look. The first place to look, always, is drugs, the PDR. And this is not the free ones that they mail to every doctor's office. This is the real one that lists diseases caused by drugs. And so real diseases, these are real diseases reported to the FDA after the drug is released. So this is for real. These are not made-up things. So, by the way, this PDR, this particular version of it, was last published in 2010. And I called the company, and they said they have no plans to ever publish another edition.
But really?
This is the late, yes. And so I asked them why. They said because there are so many drug interactions and problems, we can't possibly print them all, and it's too much liability.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. But well, that's a very convenient excuse. The other problem, really, is that these books, we think that their doctors buy them, but no, malpractice attorneys buy these books. Insurance company administrators buy these books. And it gives them an incredible amount of power. All of a sudden, a malpractice attorney can flip over to the page and say, wait a minute, doctor. It says here that this, you know, look under Parkinson's disease. It says here, this drug you prescribed causes Parkinson's disease. So how can you say that your prescription had nothing to do with shortening the life of this patient? And so it's like, oh! But if you take his book away, then you take that power away from the attorney.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I was really shocked when I found that the PDR, all these, you know, drug books, the Bible, was purchased mostly, in a large part, by drug reps, drug companies, insurance companies, and all these people who sought to regulate and control doctors were actually using this book.
Wow.
So that other version, the version I'm going to talk about today, just gave these other parties too much power. So, here are some drugs that cause impotence. And what better way to end a relationship of an affectionate, passionate couple than to create impotence in the husband or lack of sexual desire in the woman? How about
yes.
that?
Yes, yes, that would definitely lead to some problems.
Yeah. Put a damper on things.
Right.
So, the first one is Attapex T, which is centramine, a weight loss medicine commonly prescribed to young women who want to get slender so they can be more gorgeous and attracted to the opposite sex. And what does the drug do? Totally wipes out her sexual desire.
Ah.
So her real reason for wanting to lose weight is to fit into these gorgeous, beautiful clothes so she can attract guys and have a better personal life, right?
Right.
If she takes this drug, she might lose a few pounds, 5 or 10 pounds, but it'll definitely ruin her social life. Then we have Atacan. This is a blood pressure medication. And pretty much every and all blood pressure medicine will cause a man to lose his ability to get an erection.
Wow. What a good time to go to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild crafted formula made out of garlic. hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of a brand new book. It's a Kindle edition, and it is named The Lethal Dose, Murder by Medicine is No Accident. Just go to Amazon and purchase that book. It's very, very reasonably priced. Alrighty, and the website is vitalitycapsules.com. Be sure and get that booklet about antibiotics. Natural remedies could make antibiotics obsolete. Okay, you were talking about relationships, what you were talking about. Right.
Drugs. Yeah, people take these drugs, especially blood pressure drugs, cholesterol drugs. You take these drugs because they want to live a longer life filled with the passion and the happiness of their present relationship. So they, in their mind, they're taking these drugs to extend their present happiness. And actually, the drug destroys their present happiness. Another drug in this category is Advocor. This is a combination of niacin and lovastatin. This is a cholesterol-lowering medication. And it causes impotence. Ambien, sleeping pill, causes impotence. And Aplenzin, which is an antidepressant, causes impotence. This is the cute one, Avodart, which is used to treat benign prostate hypertrophy, causes impotence. So you totally lose the benefit of the very equipment you're trying to protect.
Wow.
Yeah.
And of course, they don't really tell the patients this at all. I mean, that's part of the big racket.
Exactly. The presumption is that the benefits outweigh the risk. And the very real risk is destruction of your relationship. I mean, is it really worth having a divorce today so you can take a cholesterol medication that will save your life 1,250 years from now.
Right.
No one tells the people that that's your trade-off. That's what you're,
Isn't cholesterol, natural cholesterol, kind of a detoxifier? And you really do need cholesterol in order to be healthy. And so they, the medical establishment, created this, this cholesterol, level in order to sell them medications.
Well, I think it's even, it's both sides of your question are even deeper than what you may imagine. Cholesterol is the building block for testosterone, for estrogen, for progesterone, for aldosterone. So, the total functioning of your adrenal glands, of your sex hormones, of your liver is built on cholesterol. So when you lower your cholesterol, you destroy the functioning of that person's adrenal glands, their sex organs, and their, their heart and their liver. So that's what happens when you lower cholesterol. So what the industry has done is they have created a mythical condition, we'll call it high cholesterol, and they've given a drug that will create numerous conditions for them to treat.
Wow.
So if you don't have enough sick people, then you get people to take cholesterol medication, and that creates a whole array of illnesses. And the statistics bear this out. If you are taking a cholesterol medication, each year you have a 30% chance of getting side effects. So obviously by year five, you have a 100% chance you've got to have at least one side effect, right?
Right.
But it takes 1,250 years of use to experience even one benefit. So the true purpose of this cholesterol medication craze is to get people to experience these complications so that they'll need more drugs.
What a racket.
It really is. And for patients, it's just so easy to avoid. All you do is get off the treadmill. You just say, you know what? I'm taking my marbles and I'm going home. I'm not going to play this game. And that's really all, as a patient, you have to do. Now, unfortunately, there's a lot of emotional stuff tied up in this because people have been roped in, like, a long time ago by paying monthly insurance premiums, and they want to get their money's worth. They want to do that annual physical exam. And so people are suckered in because they pay their monthly insurance premiums. Rather than seeing that as lost money, money down the drain, they jump in to try and retrieve that money and in the process lose their health as well. They never get the money back.
Right.
And
you really do lose your health by subscribing to all of these theories about cholesterol and high blood pressure and all the rest, mammograms, all of this.
You don't lose your health by subscribing to all of them. You lose your health when you subscribe to any of them.
Okay.
Yeah, any of them. And that's why in my radio show I just go one after the other because, you know, a person listening will say, oh, you know, I don't have that affliction or I wouldn't do that, or, you know. And so you have to keep at it one by one by one until you finally hit what for a particular listener might be their particular hot button. Because people are taught to look at things so narrowly. But with medicine, and that's why my book, Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, is so important because it gives you that broad perspective. All right, this is what a doctor is. This is how doctors are trained. And you look at the system, and you're like, whoa, I can't win at this game. I walk into this, man, I am just
right.
Totally overcome.
Well, it really does take listening or reading all of these. Oh, okay, we have a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of The Lethal Dose, Murder by Medicine is No Accident. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And, Doctor, tell us about your radio program, and it really is important, as you mentioned, to listen to all of them, which I have done. And I learned something from every single one of them, and it's just... Yeah, people need to listen to all these programs.
The radio program is Healing with Dr. Daniels. Now, when I practiced medicine, I did a lot of natural healing and got just miraculous results. I mean, literally, blind people regained their eyesight. Lame people started walking. It was just amazing. And when this happened, I said, wait a minute. Obviously, any doctor could do that. Obviously, they could have trained me in medical school to do this, but they didn't. And so I realized that I wasn't supposed to heal people. And so I felt a little uncomfortable. But, I mean, these were my patients. They were paying me. You know, I was going to do my best for them. But one thing I noticed is that people's belief in medicine was so strong that the first thing they had to be really communicated to them in a very thorough, methodical way that they could understand was just how dangerous modern medicine was and just how minuscule the chances of benefit really were. And so on my radio show, the title is Healing with Dr. Daniels, and what I do is I use available statistics provided by .gov websites and by the medical industry itself to reveal just how ineffective/deadly certain therapies are. And then at the end of the program, I always give some information on how to handle the situation in a natural way. If I just said, oh, this is a natural cure, I'll do this or do that, then people would say, oh, yeah, but, you know, I'm going to go check. I have insurance. I'm going to go see my doctor. And so I have a whole show where I talk about how your insurance actually endangered your life, actually increased your chances of dying at the hands of your doctor tenfold, and I explain why. So it's important to listen to the episodes, the replays are on my site. I don't know how much longer they're going to be there. We may start charging for that pretty soon, but mm-hmm. they are there now. And if you listen to shows live, which are Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, on BlakeRadio.com, then you can ask questions in the live show.
Right.
And so it's very important, I think, for people to understand in a way that they can internalize, and that's the important part, that they can internalize it.
Right. You tell a story in the book about the person that passed away that you said that you could not sleep for months because...
Oh, yeah. Oh, I still was upset.
And I can understand how you would feel that way. Of course you would feel that way because you had the best intentions. You really believed that you were going to make a difference. And I think that you have, but it just, you had to leave the practice in order to do that. You had to leave allopathic medicine in order to do that.
Exactly. And as a doctor, I mean, you can't say, oh, I'm murdering people every day, and it's just because of the protocols I'm following. And when they give me safer protocols, I'll follow those too. It doesn't
right.
play. And so if you speak up, obviously what do they do? Investigate you first, dig up your bodies, and put you in jail. So you have to be outside of the group in order to make that kind of assessment. I mean, you could say, actually, I'm really speaking out for doctors who are still trapped in there and can't speak out. One other thing I want to say is when I was going through a very difficult period, when that patient had died and I had realized that by following the specialist's instructions, I had actually been an accomplice to her murder. You know, I tried to talk to people about this. I talked to my mother, oh, you know, I feel really bad. And I was like, shut up and get over it. No one's suing you. Everything's okay. You're making a lot of money. You know, just continue.
Right.
And I was shocked. I was shocked. You know, and can you imagine a doctor in practice? There's no one you could go to talk to about this. There's no way to handle this experience. There's no way to, you know, I even said to the specialist, hey, can we get together a plan for the next patient? We can get a better outcome for the next patient. And the specialist said, no, absolutely not. This is the standard of care. We're sticking to it.
Right. And then there was that that nurse in her mid-30s. She was married. She had a child, 18 months
right.
old.
Oh, that was the same one. That was the one that died.
Okay.
That was the
All
one
right.
that died. It was the help of the specialist. There's another nurse in the book. There's a patient who had received a lethal dose of medicine.
Okay, the Coumadin?
Yeah, it was heparin, actually, but it was a blood thinner. And I
okay.
realized this patient had just received a lethal dose of medicine.
Okay.
And I realized this was awful, that we had to at least not give him any more. And then we had to intervene right now and monitor him closely and make sure that we treated any complications that came up because, you know, we could get through this, but this was really an unsafe situation. And the senior attending overrode me and signed an order to continue the medicine.
That was just, and that affected you greatly also. I mean, you couldn't, what an awful thing.
I was able to sleep on that one because I did everything I could do, and I refused to participate in that. I did everything I could do, and I handed in my letter of resignation, too. The next business day, I was already typing up my letter of resignation anyway, but the next business day, my letter of resignation was on the desk of the medical director of the hospital. I didn't mention the incident. I just wanted out.
Right.
I just wanted out. I'm like, I am not murdering people. I am not being a part of this. If this is what you guys want to do, that's fine, but I will not do it.
Right. And he yelled at you. He was a cardiologist, and he yelled at you, and he said, don't you ever stop a drug. Never stop a drug, especially on my patient.
That's right. So you can imagine being a resident I've just gone through 4 years of Harvard, borrowed a little money for that. Just went through 4 years of medical school, borrowed a little money of that. I'm doing my first year training after medical school. This is year nine. And I am up against this. And everything is about to go totally out the window. I'm about to lose everything.
Right.
Imagine that.
And
but
the nurse...
You know what? Yeah.
The nurse accidentally gave four times the drug at four times the rate. She had overdosed him, and she actually went to the doctor and said, or she went to you.
Yeah.
And the presiding doctor, the doctor that ordered this, understood that it was an accident, and yet he would not reverse his order. Well, he would not stop, have you stop giving the drug.
Correct. This is a deadly drug. I mean, it's well known that the therapeutic dose and the lethal dose are very, very close together. Very close. And so if you get four times with the therapeutic dose, you're in a bad territory. That's not good. But then, so she knew the patient was receiving a deadly dose. I for sure knew the patient was receiving a deadly dose. The attending, it's not clear what he did or didn't know, but he was definitely gung-ho to murder the patient. So she now had an order in her hand that was signed by a board-certified doctor who had full hospital privileges, and signed order that could be expected to lead to this patient's death. And she had to decide whether or not to give this deadly dose. And we can leave them in suspense and let them read the book to find out what happened.
Okay. All righty. It's so affordable. Anybody could purchase this book. And you want it to go viral because
absolutely.
You want to get the word out.
I want to get the word out. And I want the doctors to know that the patients know. I want the patients to know. And I want the system to know that the patients know. And people are a lot less willing to murder you when they know that you know you're murdering them. Right now, everything's going along because everyone's pretending that, oh, this death is an accident. Oh, we didn't know this was going to happen. Oh, we didn't mean that.
Right.
So we're going to lift that little veil there.
Good. Good for you. Okay, let's get back to the relationship problems that people experience because of prescription drugs.
So let me tell you what I would like to do. I have a list of like 50 drugs I could talk about.
Okay.
Get back to the actual logistics of how the doctor interferes with people's lives. And then we can go back if we have time and talk more about drugs.
Okay.
All right. The first is routine medical care. Let's say the annual exam. And this is incredible because what happens at the annual exam is for a man or a woman in middle age, doctor's going to recommend one aspirin a day. Harmless enough. Well, what happens if you take an aspirin a day? You get indigestion. And what happens if you get indigestion? Well, the doctor offers you a little purple pill. And what does a little purple pill do? It gives you impotence. Sex over. But it also gives you a little depression. You get the antidepressants, which also cause impotence. So now you have two drugs in play that cause impotence. Total loss of interest in sex. The next thing you have at your routine exam is a woman getting a mammogram screening. If you get routine mammogram screening, you have a 10% chance of needing a breast biopsy. And I don't care what you say, breast biopsy is disfiguring. Those scars do not heal very well. I know because I have one. And so with that screening, a woman's got to choose between disfiguring, surgery, or biopsy, or intimacy. And then you have the pap smear. That's really bad. Because the pap smear, what's the doctor going to find? He's going to find human papilloma wart virus. And what's he going to tell this lady? This is a sexually transmitted disease you got from one of your prior partners before you settled down with your husband, and you've been a naughty woman. And so what is she going to tell her husband when she gets home? Oh, honey, you know that fling I had when I was 18? Well, this is what he gave me, and we got it for life. We just got to live with it. Nothing like that to bond the relationship.
Right.
Never mind that human papilloma wart virus is something in everybody's body. Why do you think they call it human papilloma wart virus? Because everybody does it, has it. But we as doctors are trained to add this extra stigma, this extra relationship-destroying stigma to this situation. And, of course, women find out about this at her annual exam. And so with each doctor visit, she's advised to take with each procedure, they're reminded of her wanton behavior and how it's impacting this relationship. And it just chips away at the relationship. And then, of course, the doctor recommends the ultimate is use the hysterectomy, and you can pretty much kiss things goodbye at that one.
Right.
Now then, just in case you still have a relationship left, there's cancer screenings. Now, this is even worse than the annual exam. The annual exam is kind of insidious and subtle, whereas the cancer screening is like, it's like hitting the relationship over the head with a baseball bat. It's pretty bad. So being a caring partner becomes transmuted into being a good jailer. So getting your partner to comply with murderous, ineffective, and often unnecessary therapy. 90% of melanomas, 90% of breast cancer, and 50% of colon cancer, which were diagnosed positive by biopsy, represent conditions that, if left untreated, would not shorten the patient's life. But what happens? The doctor says, and we are all taught to say this, well, Mr. Jones, we want you to be around for a long time. And if the wife expresses any doubt about the doctor's therapy, it becomes her expression that she doesn't want her husband to be around. The subject has changed from, will this therapy help, to, don't you want your husband to be around for a long time? Don't you care about him? Not, will the therapy work? The tip-off is when the doctor talks of caring and best possible chance, only hope and best option, and strays away from existing evidence, if any, that the therapy is effective. So this destroys relationship in two ways. It creates an us-them battle with a doctor and one partner against the other partner. It doesn't matter how it shakes out. It can be the doctor and the patient against the spouse, or it can be the doctor and the spouse against the patient. But either way, you fractured the relationship. And second, it robs the couple of their power to objectively consider the evidence and bullies them into agreeing to therapy as a way to prove that they care for each other, when the disfiguring or painful therapy will destroy their intimacy without any health benefit.
Wow. And I think we all know people that this has happened to. It may not be really obvious, but I think that certainly just the idea that you might have something seriously wrong puts a lot of stress and pressure on the relationship to begin with, without adding suspicions and adding innuendos and that kind of thing. That's terrible.
And the other thing that happens is the person or the spouse is left with the challenge that now her only way left to demonstrate her devotion to her husband is what? To consent to and insist on expensive therapy that ends up bankrupting the couple, leaving them the financial strain and destroying the relationship via bankruptcy.
And that's even if they do have health insurance.
Yes. Yes, even if they do have health insurance. For example, many health insurances have a loophole that they only cover drugs to a certain amount. And a lot of chemotherapy now involves drugs that cost $10,000 a month. So that's not covered. For most families, a $10,000 a month expense for a five-month period would be enough to drive them to some level of ruin.
Right.
Yeah. And then... So clearly, a decision to refuse therapy would be as accurate or even more beneficial to the health of the patient. For example, with breast cancer, because of the present screening methods, 90% of women diagnosed as having breast cancer positive by biopsy do not have a condition that would shorten their life. So the couple deciding they want to keep her boobs a little longer so they can fondle them a little more is not really an unhealthy decision necessarily. It's 90% chance that those boobs are going to last a very long time.
Right.
And so by changing the subject to questioning the devotion of the unaffected member, the relationship is weakened, and the couple's financial situation, of course, is correspondingly weakened as well.
Right. And of course, I think this also can extend to friends and family.
That's right.
Because For instance, if one member in the family is diagnosed with breast cancer, and then maybe somebody else in the family that is more educated and more astute about these things, and if that more savvy person attempts to help the victim, the patient, then that patient might just get really angry and mad and say, "You're just not supporting my decision. You're right." Okay. Alrighty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of The Lethal Dose, Murder by Medicine is No Accident. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And I just have a quick question from the chat room. Somebody wants to know about cystic fibromyositis. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Cystic myositis, the muscle inflammation.
Okay.
What do they want to know?
I just wanted to know, it didn't actually indicate. I guess probably what caused it and what you could do about it. It says, ask Dr. Daniels about it, so that's what I'm doing.
All right, so cystic myositis. So myositis is an inflammation of the muscles. And in medicine, our understanding is that it's an autoimmune disease. And, of course, like any autoimmune disease, you treat it with steroids and hope it goes away.
Okay.
That usually makes it worse.
Okay.
This is
associated with the breast.
The person has breast cysts. These are painful breast cysts. In the breast, it was just stop drinking your coffee. That's the most effective way to get rid of it.
Okay. All righty.
Women get these painful cysts in their breast, and they keep popping up, and, you know, the doctor can make a career out of them, but just stop drinking your coffee.
Okay. Or eating too much chocolate.
Yeah, or cacao nibs.
Okay. All righty.
I want to give you one more example of how doctors can just totally trash a family without even trying. A woman came to my office when I was in medical practice and complained that her husband was drinking up his whole paycheck and she couldn't pay the family bills, and what could she do? Now, if I was a doctor, a regular doctor, practicing the standard of care, I would have recommended treatment. This means that he would miss at least a month's worth of work, no pay. And the family would have to find between $10,000 and $30,000 for him to go into treatment for 1 month, called rehab. And it takes, on average, 8 rehabs to get one alcohol individual clean. Now, as a private practice doctor, I only got paid as long as this guy was working. So I quickly dismissed alcohol rehab as an option. And instead, I told him, look, when people are withdrawing from alcohol, we treat them with certain vitamins. Let me just give you the vitamins right now and see if maybe he'll just stop drinking once he takes these vitamins. So she called me back 3 weeks later and thanked me because he had stopped drinking. He was bringing home his whole paycheck every payday, and the bills were paid. Now, no amount of talking, counseling, or anything really would ever have solved her problem because, of course, what he really had was a nutritional deficiency, and he was just drinking alcohol as a result of it. But with the standard of care, this marriage would have been ended in divorce. They would have become homeless. He would have lost his job, and they would have been saddled with bills unbelievable. And so this is just little things, how doctors are trained to handle just little everyday things so as to devastate or destroy the family.
Right. Yeah, I remember reading that story. Mm-hmm. Yes. And usually alcoholism is due to something that you're missing, or often due to something that you're missing in your diet.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, we're going to our 60-second top of the hour break. We'll be right back.